Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is how you'll get ahead of 99% of investors by implementing just two simple rules that help me transform from a complete beginner in the world of investing to becoming a self-reliant, profitable investor. Over the years, I've designed my own unique investing system that's been proven to work by thousands of investors, as many are finally waking up to the power of esoteric investing. And right now, so many investors are worried about making mistakes during this bull run, or even missing out on this bull run altogether. So this video will show you exactly what you'll need to focus on if you want to take advantage of this opportunity and be a part of this wealth transfer. And if you're new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to actualize your potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and finally become a more profitable investor. Now let's take the clear pill with rule number one: avoid distractions, replace with actions. This is crucial because the most common pitfall for new investors is getting caught up in what's happening on the news and in social media. And this is something we need to address. Take a moment to think about this. Spell out news. N-E-W-S. Esoterically, this is a word spell hidden within an acronym. North, East, West, South. It's the broken compass. It's designed to get you lost so that you can never find out where you're supposed to be going. So if you consume the news, you'll end up more lost than before you even knew about it. And as for social media and media in general, this derives from the Greek mythology, named after the princess Medea, which means schemer or planner. And that's what the central planners use to steal your attention. And of course, there's always a more positive side to things, so I simply suggest to just be more conscious of what media you consume. Make sure to utilize it for your plans instead of allowing the apex predator to scheme against you. Play the game, don't let the game play you. So again, rule number one: avoid distractions, replace with actions. Every time you find yourself mindlessly scrolling through crypto Twitter, pause and remind yourself that you could be utilizing your time more productively. All the moments where you're reading about one analyst saying that we're going to have a market crash tomorrow and the other says that we're going to the moon tomorrow. See, this polarization will absolutely destroy an investor. And after personally working with thousands of clients, I've watched even experienced analysts, professional traders, and multimillionaires fall for the drama on the news and mainstream and social media and allow it to persuade them to do really unsophisticated moves with their investments, panic selling right before huge moves to the upside, and simultaneously buying at the top moments before a major market correction. Does that sound like something you've experienced before? Well, you're not alone. Many new investors deal with the emotional swing of the pendulum. It's a big reason I was motivated to create this channel, to avoid the drama and sensationalism and provide calm and clarity amongst the chaos and the confusion. But most important of all, to do it with honor and to reveal the truth of what actually runs these markets, which is gematria, numerology, and astrology, not the news. Consider just last week, we had the U.S. Justice Department allegedly was looking to take down Tether. So yeah, more Tether FUD in the Matrix. Been hearing about it for the past 5 years. It is exhausting. And then it turns out that Tether CEO refuted the claims of the U.S. DOJ investigation into them. So we're hit with this news. And then many speculate the crypto market is going to crash. And then when actually looking at the charts today, we broke out higher following this Tether FUD, and now Bitcoin's effectively trading near cycle highs. And then we have a similar situation in the other direction regarding Ethereum and the ETF that was approved on July 23rd, 2024. ETH was actually trading at around $3,500 at that time. Now it's $1,000 lower, even though many speculated that it would turn out just like the Bitcoin ETF, where even though temporarily we did have a correction after the Bitcoin ETF launched, we then went up much higher and even broke into new all-time highs shortly after. And at this time, Bitcoin's trading about 50% higher from when the ETF launched, but Ether is trading around 30% lower from when its ETF launched. Of course, this is not what most expected. And like I said moments ago, it's because the news is designed to get you lost so you can never find out where you're supposed to be going. It's a distraction. And speaking of distractions, of course, the talk of the town right now is the US election in a couple days. And just earlier today, I released a full-length presentation of how I see this US election playing out, decoding all the key information you need to know. And I titled this new release Black Moon Decoded because this upcoming December, just next month, we'll have a very rare black moon. So I rushed to get this one out in advance, especially so I can share a thorough decode on this election that's just days away, revealing who I think will win by the code. And I even shared the teams that I see being in the next Super Bowl 3 months ahead of time, as well as all my scenarios I see playing out for the stock market and the crypto market until the end of the year, and even all the way up until April 2025, so that you could be 100% prepared for what's coming next and make this your most profitable bull run. So that presentation is available now for our mastermind community over at patreon.com/watersabove. And since it's the beginning of the new month, it's the perfect time to join and to get access to my weekly Red Pill podcasts, which I just released one recently covering my entire investment thesis, going over about 20 different altcoins that I'm personally invested in. And you'll also get access to this upcoming Red Pill podcast that I have coming out this Sunday, just a couple days away, right before this election, as well as access to our Discord server, where you could come hang out with the Wolfpack and chat with like-minded conscious beings who are seeking truth to thrive together in this matrix. So, just really quickly, want to wrap up rule number one. Become disciplined with how you use your time and take focused actions. Not just any actions, but specifically focused actions. When I wanted to understand these markets more, I made a commitment to myself that every time I opened up these charts, I'm not going to just stare at the number going up and down. I am going to learn why the market moves the way that it does and commit this next 30 minutes or even an hour that I have to understanding just two things that can help me navigate these charts better. It's my own personal rule of twos that I implement, something that I teach in my expansion mastermind at watersabove.com. This rule is something I came up with so that I could complete the two priority tasks of the day and then implement this same rule on a smaller scale if needed, like in this example we're going through now. So if I had to apply it for this specific example, it would be limiting myself to learning how to determine support and resistance, and then how to use the Fibonacci retracement tool. With 1 hour dedicated to just those two things, I'd be taking focused actions and I'd expedite my learning process. Instead of what most beginners do, is trying to learn 20 things at once and then they get nowhere. Same thing happens when people try to multitask. I said it in my last video. Everything that's popular is wrong, Oscar Wilde. So I want to realize that multitasking, although that's quite popular and it's promoted as a positive trait, well, it's done that way for a reason, so that you can never be excellent. See, all multitasking is doing many things suboptimally. And that's why you never make any progress. And if you want to make progress, you have to take focused action on one thing. And then once you understand it, you can move on to the next. And see the difference in your progress in just a week, and then thank me later. Also, make sure to check out my last video. It was titled XRP, Three Facts You Need to Know. Three facts that change everything. It's powerful, especially if you're an XRP investor, because it covers a lot of things the XRP community needs to take into consideration during these times. And if you resonate with what we're talking about here, make sure to click that subscribe button below, and you'll be notified for this powerful video I have coming out next week. Now let's move on to rule number two. Trade your plan and never let your emotions trade for you. This is key because naturally we're emotional creatures. we're ruled by fear and greed. During the last bull run, I remember buying right after that C-19 crash in April and May of 2020 and telling my friends and family about this opportunity, and most people thought I was out of my mind. Then April 2021 rolls around a year later, and those same people are asking me which coins they should buy. And bringing this up actually combines both my rules into a single real-world example. We have rule number one: avoid distractions, replace with actions. See, the reason they didn't understand why I was investing immediately after a global lockdown was because they were distracted by the static on the television. Tell lie vision that tells lies to your vision. I seek truth. But I was investing my attention into what the Federal Reserve was admitting. They told us they were going to print money into heaven and pump all of that liquidity directly into the market. They were telling us straight to our faces what their plan was. And I saw an $8,000 Bitcoin at the time and a 17-cent XRP. And I couldn't resist. It was almost too easy. But they couldn't see what I was seeing because they were distracted, and I can't blame them, because the New World Order is incredible at injecting fear into people. That's essential, and that's their sole purpose of existing, to keep us in fear so we stay divided. It's called divide and conquer. And what we represent here at Waters Above is community and thriving together in this matrix. And we can only do that by realizing that fear is a weapon. And I made a decision to never let that weapon intimidate me. And that circles right back to investing and becoming successful in general. When you notice everyone is fearful, it's a time to actually play the game. And when you notice that everyone is getting greedy, it's a time you cash your chips in at the casino, because that's all this game of investing is. It's feeling when to get involved, and then feeling into when it's time to walk away. And notice, I did not use the phrase knowing when to get involved, because the mind will corrupt you when it comes to making these types of decisions. It's all about feeling into when to take those focused actions. Remember, emotions mislead you, feelings guide you. And it's crucial I shared this with you all today, because my intuition tells me that we're moments away from extreme greed entering and taking over this market very soon. And that's when things actually become dangerous for investors, because the number one question becomes, should I sell or should I keep holding on longer? And I completely understand that situation. I've been there too. But what these questions reveal is that you don't have a plan, or even worse, you do have a plan, but you're not confident in trading according to that plan because you're letting your emotions trade for you. This is why rule number two is key. Again, trade your plan and never let your emotions trade for you. If you follow these two rules, you will walk away from this bull run profitable. Rule number one creates the plan, and rule number two is the execution of rule number one. And remember, success is about simplicity. And when you're disciplined with only a couple of concepts to stay focused on, you'll begin to realize how much quicker you progress in the skills you're seeking to acquire. And the feeling of fear will become static in the background. And if you want to implement rule number one today and commit a moment of your time to taking focused actions, you can access my free esoteric investing guide going over to my Instagram at Waters Above. Make sure you spell it correctly, Waters Above without the O in above. And by going over here, make sure you follow this account. And then on my most recent post right over here, just comment the word matrix, and I will send that esoteric investing guide over to you. And in the meantime, if you decided to invest in yourself by joining our mastermind community over at patreon.com/watersabove, I greatly appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to being a part of your journey and hearing your feedback on my new presentation, Black Moon Decoded. And you could also expect a new Red Pill podcast over on Patreon this Sunday, November 3rd, just days before the election. So that's what this new podcast will be dedicated to, exploring all the scenarios I see playing out with this election, whilst also considering this upcoming Federal Reserve FOMC meeting the following day, on November 6th, where they're likely to cut rates again. So we have a big week ahead to kick off this new month of November, and I'm going to keep you updated every step of the way. I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.